In week three of the course, you will be studying the history of early Judaism, the first of the Western world's three major monotheistic religions. The early Hebrews were completely insignificant from a political, economic, or philosophic point of view. However, their development of a religion, which can be characterized as ethical monotheism, proved to be of utmost importance to the future development of religions within the Western world. The Hebrews migrated sometime in the second millennium from Mesopotamia to Palestine. That migration was not necessarily a successful one, and there was a period of time spent in enslavement in ancient Egypt. However, eventually the Hebrews did settle down and create a formal political state in Palestine in the 10th century BCE. But that political state lasted less than a century, as the Hebrews split into two separate states and then later were conquered by Babylonians and Assyrians, resulting in the destruction and scattering of the traditional 12 tribes. The real importance of the Hebrews was their development of a monotheistic religion. It is important to remember that this religion evolved over a long period of time, probably close to 1,000 years. The religion was not a revealed religion, such as Christianity or Islam, both of which were connected with revelations to a specific individual. Judaism evolved over time and eventually reached its finished stage in the 5th century BCE. The religion, based on the principles of ethical monotheism, required the belief in one God, monotheism, an all-powerful, universal God who demanded ethical behavior on the part of all people. The principle of ethical monotheism, which, by the way, was largely a result of the work of the prophets of the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries, was critical in that it shifted responsibility from the community to the individual. Now, what does that mean? Earlier in the religion, the community was responsible for the proper performance of religious ceremony, ritual, and sacrifice. If that ceremony, ritual, and sacrifice were not properly performed, then the community as a whole suffered. With the new religious conception, it was not the community that was responsible for proper performance of ritual, but it was the individual, rich or poor, strong or weak, leader or follower, all were equal before the law. It was the individual who was responsible for his or her own behavior. If a person did not follow the ethical guidelines of the religion, and the most common guidelines were those contained in the Ten Commandments, it was the individual who would suffer. So this focus on individual behavior and individual responsibility became one of the key fundamental principles of future developments in the West.